as promised, we are going to select, try and select. I'll get a vote. John will get a vote. Troy will have a vote. Tristan will have a vote.
There it
and
is.
As well as the chat will have a vote when it comes to this year's most outstanding defensive player for the Miami Dolphins. And here are the nominees.
And now, the nominees for the Miami Dolphins Defensive Player of 2013 are Brent Grimes. Grimes made an immediate impact in his first season with the Dolphins, recording 4 interceptions and 16 passes defended, while not allowing a single touchdown pass all year. Olivier Vernon. Vernon had a breakout year in 2013, leading the team with 11.5 sacks and constantly causing havoc for opposing offenses with his relentless pursuit of the ball. Cameron Wake. Wake overcame injury to record 8.5 sacks in 2013, including a memorable game-winning safety against the Bengals on Halloween night. And these are the nominees for Miami Dolphins Defensive Player of 2013.
I always wish I had a voice like that. That's a
pretty
great
good
voice right there.
That's awesome.
Great production done on that. So the nominees, Brent Grimes, talking a lot about Brent Grimes here today. Olivier Vernon, outstanding year for the Miami Dolphins. I think he actually exceeded some people's expectations when it comes to his 11.5 sacks. And then Cam Wake, who battled through the middle of the season there, maybe 3 to 4 games where you just knew he wasn't quite himself because of the knee injury that he sustained. But who could forget the safety that end the game? That was against the Cincinnati Bengals on Thursday night, right? Halloween, and a fantastic way to end the game. So I'm going to start with you, John. Your choice for most outstanding defensive player for the Miami Dolphins.
Well, I think it's Brent Grimes. I mean, all three of these guys are difference makers. They're playmakers at their positions. I think Olivier Vernon was one of those guys that probably, you know, outshot his coverage. You know what I mean? I mean, he just threw it over the fence this past year with the sacks and the pressure and the way he played against the run. But I think Brent Grimes was a guy that was consistently around the football, consistently making game-changing plays that Kevin Coyle was looking for in this defense. So I think it's Brent Grimes, hands down.
You know, for me, it's a tough thing. I love what OV did this year. I mean, you know, 11.5 sacks. I mean, you know, he's really coming into his own. I mean, it's a tough choice, but I have to go with Brent Grimes as well. I think for a cornerback to overcome injury and for him not to give up any touchdowns this year, not very many defensive backs can say that in the National Football League. So, without a doubt, hands down to me, it's Brent Grimes.
I'm going to throw a little curveball here, and I'm going to go with Cam Wake. And I understand, and I mentioned just at the top of this segment how Cam Wake, you know, he had to battle through some injuries. But when Cam Wake was healthy, that entire defense of the Miami Dolphins was totally different. And when he was not 100%, you could just see the drop-off. And I think that Cam Wake's, you know, putting the pressure on the quarterback all the time, it actually helped out the guys in the secondary, taking nothing away from Brent Grimes. Because, I mean, to be able to go through an entire NFL season as a defensive back and not allow a touchdown, It is hard to beat that. So we'll go over to Tristan to see what she has as her pick for defensive player or most outstanding defensive player for the Miami Dolphins, and also see what the chat has to say.
I have to go with Troy and Kenjemi. I think Brent Grimes for sure, hands down.
Which
actually,
Troy?
Earlier, Drayton.
Big Troy.
I didn't say Croy. Troy. Because earlier when we were discussing this, I said this isn't even fair because Brent Grimes. I thought for sure he would win out, and the chat is with us as well with 90%. Brent Grimes.
I wonder why I'm always standing,
you know what, though?
Alone.
But you can make an argument for the other two guys easily.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. I mean, the way Olivier Vernon, I mean, he actually played off of the guys that were around him, but he went from 3 sacks to, I believe, 3 sacks to 11.5 sacks.
Yeah.
And he set the edge better. He was more consistent. And you mentioned, Troy, a big point about Cameron Wake.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when that guy's healthy, he was around the quarterback all the time, and he's always drawing the extra blocker. You know, the majority of the time. So, you know, everybody's success is really predicated on the other 10 guys, you know, that are out there. But you can make an argument, you know, 2 Pro Bowlers out of the 3 finalists, pretty good.
What do you know? 3 offensive players picking the most outstanding defensive player for the Miami Dolphins. Brent Grimes, he wins, however. He wins 4-1 on the day, but much deserving. I mean, just outstanding year there. And I understand Charles Clay won yesterday.
Most improved
yeah. player. That's a hands-down slam dunk. We just hope that next year the Miami Dolphins, they have someone else that steps up in the way that Charles Clay stepped up the last time.